Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Let's learn together today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter and it's winter. Today's topic is sports.
And today's title is Let's Go Skiing. Let's go skiing. Who is going skiing today?
Oh, I am.
No, you, Peter, are teaching here today.
Oh, right. Well, who wants to go skiing? Me.
Well, me too. So let's get started with today. It's going to be fun talking about skiing anyways. Here's Peter.
James and Susie are skiing. They don't want to try a ski jump. The last time James tried one, he broke his leg. They can just stick to skiing down the hill. James and Susie race to the chairlift. Susie likes skiing, but it's not always easy. She fell down and hurt her leg, but she can go slowly, and they can go on a smaller run.
So you can get hurt when you go skiing?
Yes, actually, you should wear a helmet when you go skiing. We call this a ski helmet. We didn't talk about that piece of equipment yesterday.
That's right. I use one, too, when I go snowboarding.
That's right, because when you fall, you might hit your head, and you are going very fast down the hill, remember?
That's right. Of course, a helmet won't prevent you from hurting your leg or your arm, but your head is the most important part, so I think that's a good part of your body to protect.
That's a good point. Well, friends, let's take a look at those keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, Susie 和 James 他们一起去滑雪。James 问 Susie 要不要试试看跳台滑雪。Do you want to try a ski jump? 跳台滑雪就是 ski jump, 名词 jump 就是跳跃。为什么不去跳台滑雪呢？原来 James 曾经因为跳台滑雪而摔断了腿。He broke his leg last time. 名词 leg 就是腿。所以 James 现在都只在坡道滑雪就好了。He sticks to skiing down the hill. 动词 stick 原本有黏住东西的意思，在这里表达对某事物坚持。Susie 滑着滑着就摔倒了。James 安慰他说 ,skiing isn't always easy. 滑雪有时候还是有点难。形容词 easy 就是容易的。James 说 ,we can go slowly. 我们可以慢慢来。副词 slowly 就是缓慢的。
Do you want to try a ski jump?
No, thank you. But I'll watch you if you want to try.
No, thanks. Last time I tried one, I broke my leg.
That's terrible. When was that?
When I was in high school. Now I stick to skiing down the hill.
Then let's go again now.
Okay, race you to the chairlift.
Our friends are skiing today. That's great, a fun activity to do on the weekend. Peter,What does it take to go skiing?
Takes a lot of energy. You gotta get up early in the morning. You should probably have some friends to go skiing too. You don't really want to go skiing alone. And you need to be excited because you're gonna have a fun day.
And you probably need some warm clothes.
That's right.
So James asks Susie, do you want to try a ski jump?
A ski jump? That is pretty difficult. Maybe they should...Do something simple.
Yeah, when you jump, you go up into the air. I jump around when I get excited. But a ski jump, that is when you go down the hill and then quickly up a jump into the air and back down the hill. It can be dangerous.
It can be fun too, but I don't think Susie should be doing that. Of course, Susie knows better than to go on a jump. She says, no, thank you, but I'll watch you if...You want to try?
That is a good sentence. I'll do something if you want to do something. I'll come over if you want to watch a movie.
I'll help you if you want me to.
Well, I don't know why James asked Susie to try a jump. He doesn't even want to try. He says, last time I tried one, I broke my leg.
Broke his leg. This means a bone in his leg broke. That is serious. We talked about breaking a leg or an arm earlier this month.
When was that?
Oh, I just said earlier this month.
No, Peter, when was that? That's today's
calendar phrase.
When was that?
When was that?
那是什么时候的事呀？
I was a cute little boy.
When was that?
I was a smart little boy.
When was that?
I was a good little boy.
When was that?
When I was a little boy.
Oh, right. When was that?
When was that?
那是什么时候的事呀？
So yes, when you go skiing, you can really hurt yourself, so you need to know what you are doing and have lots of experience.
But thankfully, James broke his leg a long time ago. Do you remember when that happened?
When was that?
Hey, we already said the calendar phrase, Pauline.
Okay, sorry. I just thought it was so fun.
Okay, well, can you please just tell us when he broke his leg skiing?
He broke his leg skiing in high school. When you first start in school, you are in elementary school. Then you go to middle school, and after that, you go to high school. When you finish high school, you graduate and go to college.
After breaking a leg, now James sticks to skiing down the hill. No jumps for him. Let's learn more about this word stick with Christina.
James 说他高中的时候因为曾经从跳台上跳下来滑雪摔断了腿，所以现在滑雪都坚持只滑坡道。他说 Now I stick to skiing down the hill.先说动词 stick， 它原本有黏住的意思，所以引申之后如果说 stick to doing something， 就表示不论有什么困难或是拦阻都坚持做某件事。例如 I'll stick to eating breakfast every day， 我会坚持每天都吃早餐。Please stick to learning English every day， 请每天坚持学习英语。当然 stick to 后面也可以接名词，例如 stick to your decisions， 对于你的决定要坚持下去。 Let's stick to the rules， 我们要坚持遵守规则。
Thanks Christina， I think it's a good thing that James is going to stick to downhill skiing.
And that's a very good word to learn in English as well.Well, friends, let's take a short break, and we'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends.So, Pauline, we know about skiing, but we don't really know about snowboarding. You like snowboarding?
I do like snowboarding. I love snowboarding. It's similar to skiing, but a little different. Instead of having, something for each foot, both of your feet are on one board, and you kind of go sideways down the hill instead of straight ahead.
Yeah, it's like surfing or skateboarding. It's a lot of fun, but it's also scary, too.
I guess a little bit, but it is a lot of fun. But today we're talking about skiing, so I think we should get back to our friends on the slopes. Here we go.
So, are you still having fun?
Yes, but I just fell down.
Skiing? skiing isn't always easy.
Are you okay?
Yes, my leg hurts, but it will be fine again soon.
All right, we can go slowly.
Thanks. I'm going to stay on a smaller hill this time, too.
No problem. I'll pick a good run for us.
Our friends are still on the slopes.
Slopes?
Oh, well, we can call a ski run this, the place that you ski down. It's a slope. We can talk about the hill where we are skiing this way.
That's right. James asks Susie, are you still having fun?
Skiing is fun, but it is tiring. You use your legs a lot when you ski. Yes, it is fun to ski, but after a while you get sore from falling down and tired from skiing all day.
That is so true. That's why it's a good idea to take a break. There are houses and big buildings on the mountains for skiers to rest. We call them cabins or lodges.
Oh, that can be the best part. I love going there and getting a cup of hot chocolate. You can just sit there and feel good about resting your legs. And you can look at the mountains covered with snow.
That's right. You can also tell stories about your day with your friends, like when you fell down or went off a jump.
Yes, exactly. So James and Susie are still having fun, but Susie fell down.
Yes, skiing isn't always easy.
And English isn't always either. But we can always go to Christina. She can make it a little bit easier to understand. Christina?
Susie 跌倒了。James 对 Susie 说, skiing isn't always easy. 我们研究一下这个说法。Not always, 不是永远这样。换句话说就是有时候会是另外一个样子。所以 skiing isn't always easy, 其实意思就是 skiing is difficult sometimes, 有时候是困难的。来看看该怎么用。比如说父母也有做错事的时候，我们不要说他们错，要说 they are not always right, 或者他卖的水果虽然好吃，但有时候还是会有酸的。His fruit was not always sweet.
Thanks, Christina. And I agree, skiing and snowboarding are fun, but not easy. Let's take a look at this word easy. I like easy things like calling my mom. That's easy. Or eating breakfast. I can do that with my eyes closed.
Yeah, I can see some of your breakfast on your shirt. Maybe keep your eyes open next time.
Well, let's talk about the opposite of easy. Hard. If something is not easy, then it is hard. Learning math and science can be hard.
Learning history and English can be hard, but we can learn here together. So let's get back to Susie.
Poor Susie, her leg hurts, but it will be fine again soon, I think.
And James can pick a good run for them. A run is where they will ski down. But now we need to go to Rebecca to help us practice the whole sentence.
Hey friends, it's time to learn something new in today's Use It. In today's Use It, you are going to learn how to use the word pick in place of find or look. The best way to learn is through some examples. First example.I'll pick a good movie for us, or I'll pick some great music for us. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I'm glad that our friends had such a good time skiing today.
And I'm glad that we could share with our friends about skiing. It's one of my favorite activities to do in the wintertime.
It is a great one, and so is snowboarding. I like snowboarding better, but they are both a lot of fun. It's good to have something to do outside when it's snowy out.
And the best part, again, is taking a break and having a cup of hot chocolate. But for us, now it's time to review. Let's take a look at those key words from today.
Here's your first key word for today. Jump. Jump. The horse did the jump.
Leg. Leg. My leg hurts, so I can't walk.
Stick. Stick. Let's stick to eating fruit.
Easy. Easy. Speaking English is easy.
Slowly. Slowly. We walked home slowly after the game. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson one more time.
Do you want to try a ski jump?
No, thank you. But I'll watch you if you want to try.
No, thanks. Last time I tried one, I broke my leg.
That's terrible. When was that?
When I was in high school. Now I stick to skiing down the hill.
Then let's go again now.
Okay, race you to the chairlift. So, are you still having fun?
Yes, but I just fell down.
Skiing isn't always easy. Are you okay?
Yes, my leg hurts, but it will be fine again soon.
All right, we can go slowly.
Thanks. I'm going to stay on a smaller hill this time, too.
No problem. I'll pick a good run for us.
Okay, friends, let's talk about the word extreme. Skiing can be an extreme sport. Yes, today our friends went skiing for fun.
But skiing for fun is one thing. Skiing going like this is called extreme skiing. They can go to places like high mountains where no one goes.
Yes, the snow there is really good, but the runs are very difficult. You must be very good to ski there.
But normally you would take a ski lift up the top of the mountain. That's where you sit, and the lift just takes you up the whole way. So how do you get to the top here?
Well, some people hike. Yes, they walk all the way up the mountain with their skis. This is very difficult.
Right, and this gives you a chance just to ski down a very difficult mountain. Or you can do something like this picture. Some places are so hard, actually impossible to get to. So what do? You have a helicopter take you to the top, and guess what? You jump out of the helicopter.
No, I cannot believe that.
Yes, you jump 40 to 60 feet from the helicopter right down onto the mountain and start skiing right away.
Well, that sounds extremely dangerous.
Yes, and extremely fun. Only if you're good at it. Friends, don't try this at home.
All right, friends. Well, this was fun to chat about, but it's time now for a jungle chit-chat. Let's go to them now.
Hey, James. How was skiing?
Oh, it was fun.
Did you try a ski jump? Swoosh.
No, last time I tried jumping, I broke my leg.
You broke your leg? Oh, no!
This time, I stuck to skiing down the hill.
Did you ski really, really fast? Shoosh!
Yeah, a few times. But I mostly went on the smaller runs.
And the smaller runs are slower runs.
That's right. Hey, Ginger, you should ski with me next time.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
You can try skiing really fast.
Yeah.
Wow, this looks so much fun. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack. And today, I'm reading about skiing. It looks like such a fun sport. I have never tried it. That's not a surprise, since I've never seen snow. But there are many places in the world where skiing is very popular. Many people around the world enjoy snow skiing. You can find good places to ski in the United States, Canada, Europe, and Asia. All you need is a ski area in the mountains with ski trails. You also need skis, poles, boots, and warm clothes. In North America and Europe, children start to ski when they're very young. They start to learn when they are just 3 or 4 years old. But everyone can learn to ski. Many people don't start to learn until they're adults. There are several kinds of skiing. Most people enjoy either downhill skiing or cross-country skiing. In downhill skiing, people ride up to the top of a mountain on a ski lift. Then they follow a ski trail called a run down to the bottom of the mountain. The ski runs can be easy or difficult. The more difficult ones are quite steep. For cross-country skiing, there are trails that go up and down small hills. You get more exercise when you cross-country ski. You also do not go quite as fast. So, if you want some fun in the snow, try skiing. It can be a lot of fun. You know, after talking all about skiing, I'd really like to try it. There are places in Asia to ski. You can go to Japan or Korea. And speaking of Korea, I can watch a lot of skiing next month during the Olympics. I hope you will watch it too. All right, friends, it's time for me to go. I'll see you on the next Jack's File.
Friends, it's been fun sharing with you about this fun winter activity. And you've been doing a great job with your English, too.
That's right. Don't forget to practice and try speaking English every day, 10 minutes every day. And join us again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.